UFC Fight Night is going down Saturday night. Joanna Young Jacek versus the Karate Hottie, Michelle Waterson. I got your picks. Let's do this. What up, y'all? Welcome back to another edition of Zoe's Podcast Show. I am your host, Zoe, and I'm going to let you know what's going down. Sorry for the delay of the podcast. I put it out late because, you know, there was some talks about Joanna Young Jacek not showing up, making weight. You know what I'm saying? So I had to wait a little bit to see if that was true. I mean, I wasn't worried about it. I wasn't worried, maybe a little bit. I like Joanna. Joanna's one of my favorite fighters. But I just wanted to make sure that, you know, she's on point. She's on point with the weight. And then pull out the podcast. You know what I'm saying? So found out this morning that she's on weight, 115.5. Michelle Waterson, the Karate Hottie, she's at 115. So that fight is going down. I'm gonna make my picks about that fight later on. But let's talk about these prelims, man. This whole card is actually pretty good. These prelims is actually pretty good too. You know, I'm looking at the card, and it's got a lot of good fights on here. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Nico Price versus James Vick. That's gonna be the you know, the main event of the prelims. I'm going down, man. I see a whole bunch of good fighters on here. A whole bunch of good fights on here. The Marvin Vettori versus Andrew Sanchez fight. That's going to be good. The first fight, JJ Aldridge versus Loreen, man. That's going to be a good fight. Tim Elliott's fighting. Marlon Vieira's fighting. I mean, this is a pretty good fight card. Max Griffin, Devin Clark, Alex Moreno. Man, this is a pretty good fight card right here, man. I'm kind of excited about it. Kind of excited. I'm not going to lie. But the main card, this is what we hear. We're talking about the main card and the picks for the main card for UFC Fight Night 161, I believe this is. I don't know. I don't do the number thing. I just say it's Fight Night. It's like ESPN 5 or ESPN Plus 7. I don't know what it is. I just know it's going to be on ESPN Plus. That's all I know. That's all I know. All right, so let's get into the first fight of the main card. We got Eric Anders, your boy, versus Gerald. Yeah, I'm not going to... I can't. I can't with these names, man. I can't with... I'm going to try it out anyway. I'm going to try it out. Mir Shukkart. You know what? That's the best I can do. But anyway, let's get into the fight. Now, Gerald, man, he has some good fight experience, man. He has some good fight experience. He's been doing it for a long time, it looks like, from his record. He's 29-11. You know, not too far off. You know, he won his last fight with Tevin Gillis, I think his name was. Something like that. But yeah, last time he was on ESPN fight card, he won his fight. So that was pretty good. But he's going against your boy, Eric Anders. Now, Eric Anders, we all know what he does. And if you don't know, I'm going to let you know. Eric Anders, man, he's a really good fighter, man. He's a powerful dude when he wants to be. He's one of those guys that's, you know, one of those middleweights. Is it middleweight, right? Yeah, middleweight. One of those middleweights who's like, you know, up and down, kind of, you know? He goes up a couple times for a fight. Like, he wins a couple fights and then he like loses a big one and then, you know, he does it again. So his last fight, I think he won his last fight actually. Yeah, he won his last fight. So this fight right here with Gerald, man, I'm gonna pick Eric Anders for this fight. Your boy, picking him, even though he's 12-4, he doesn't have that much experience, but he's powerful. He's very powerful, and I don't know. don't know. I mean, Gerald can use the blueprint that that beat him. Like, you know, he had to keep the pressure on him and everything like that. But, you know, I think Eric Anders can overcome that now on. I don't know. I actually don't think he's going to let that happen anymore. So I'm picking your boy, Eric Anders, to win the fight. And I'm going to say, you know what? I'm not going to say, because I'm still doing this competition thing. I'm still the Podway champ. And, you know, I feel like people are like, you know, look, listen to my podcast, take my picks. And I don't like that at all. That's not cool. So I'm not picking the round. I'm not picking how. But I'm picking Eric, your boy, Anders. That's the best I can do for y'all. That's the best I can do. All right. So the next fight that we have on here is a fight with... let me see here. What's going on? All right. It's Luis Pena. Violent Bob Ross. You know what he does. Against Matt Frivola. I think that's what his name is. Matt Frivola. Okay, so both of these guys are like 7-1, but Matt, he has a 1-0 contest. One draw, I'm sorry. He has one draw on his record. Everybody, and Luis Pena also is 7-1, but 0 draw. So, Luis Pena, man, we all love Luis Pena, right? We all love Violent Bob Ross. He's that dude that gets it done most of the time. He did lose that one fight against Mike Trezano, and that was a couple fights ago. Now he's back at it. He won his last couple fights. The last one was by knockout. And, you know, he's back on a roll, you know what I'm saying, like he was before. And Matt Frivola, he did win his last fight by decision. And, you know, the other fight before that, that was the draw against Lando Venata. So, with this fight, I'm going to pick Luis Pena for the win. Violent Bob Ross. I'm picking him to win that fight. Now, the next fight is my girl, Mackenzie Dern. Whew. Versus Amanda Ribas? I don't know how to say that. Ribas? I don't know. Something like that. Both of them got 7 wins. But Mackenzie Dern is undefeated. Amanda has that one loss, and you know, Mackenzie Dern is coming off her layover because she's had her baby, and you know, it looks like she's like feeling good and looking good and doing all the things that she needs to do. Her last fight was with Amanda Cooper back in 2018 of May, so it's been a while. And before that was a March fight with Ashley Yarder, and she won that fight as well. So the last fight she won was a submission, and the win before that was a decision. So this fight, her coming back, I don't think it's like any, like, I'm really big on ring rust, but with this, when you have a baby and this, I don't know what goes on with that, you know? I mean, I know what goes on, but not personal, like, how can I say? I personally know what's going on, but I don't know what's going on in the body, and you know, because I got kids, you know what I'm saying? I've been through the kid thing, but I never delivered a baby, you know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is she's a strong chick, you know what I'm saying? She's a strong girl, strong woman. I don't know how to say that without getting bashed by women right now. I don't know. She's strong. Like, ended that, right? Period. She's strong. So Mackenzie Dern, she's coming back after her, it's not a baby layoff, it's just a layoff that, you know, because she had a baby. But Amanda, she also won her last fight by submission, so that's gonna go down. And it's very exciting about that, because both of these girls, both of these women, see, I can't even do it, both of these women are awesome fighters, man. But Amanda's last fight was in June, so she's kind of fresh. You know, she got her, you know, experience in her and everything like that too. So that has going on with her. But I'm going to pick Mackenzie Dern for the win. And I think, I don't think it's going to be a submission, man. I think it's going to be a decision. I shouldn't have said that, but I think she's going to win. Don't listen to my podcast. If you're going to be facing me on the fantasy joint, don't listen to my podcast. Okay, the next fight is going to be a welterweight fight with my boy Nico Price versus... wait a minute. Nico Price versus James Vick. I thought that was on the prelims. Wait a minute. Did they just change that? Like, as I'm looking at it? I swear they just changed it, like, right as I'm looking at it, y'all. Right as I'm looking at it. This is crazy. Okay, well, let's keep it moving. Okay, Nico Price versus James Vick. Now, James Vick has been on the... I don't know, man. He's been having bad one. He's been having bad ones, boy. And, like, very bad ones. I just don't know about this one. I don't know. Nico Price is a dude, though. He's a really good fighter. He did lose his last fight with Neil, and he did lose that by knockout in the second round. But James Vick has been losing, like, just getting demolished by people. But like good people though, right? Dan Hooker, Paul Felder. What else? Who else he lost to? Of course, he lost to Gaethje. I mean, it's been bad for James Vick. Bad. Very bad. But I don't know. I don't know. It's like his last... Because he's 13-4. And like his last three was just losses. Not losses. Losses. It's a three right there. Bam. So with this fight, man... I gotta pick Nico Price for the win. I just don't see it in James Vick anymore. You know, he was on the up and up. He was upcoming. He was calling people out and everything like that. But you know, it went away. It went away pretty fast too. It went away. So I'm gonna go ahead and pick Nico Price for that fight. And then we got the co-main event with the featherweights, Cub Swanson versus Gracie. Cron Gracie is going to be fighting Cub Swanson. That's going to be an exciting fight. Of course, the Gracie kid, he's 5-0. Cub Swanson, we already know what Cub does. We already know. So with this fight, I love Cub. Don't get me wrong. The last few fights, I picked Cub. I mean, he lost, but I always pick Cub. No matter what, I pick Cub. I feel like it might backfire me by not picking Cub, but I'm not picking Cub. I'm picking the Gracie kid. I'm picking the Gracie dude, okay? I just see how he can win and how people has beaten Cub Swanson back in the day. And he has the... you know, the thing to beat Cub Swanson. So I'm gonna go with that. I'm gonna pick the Gracie kid. I don't know why I keep calling him that, but he is the Gracie kid, and I'm picking him. All right, so now is the main event, for the strawweights. Joanna Young Jacek versus Michelle Waterson, the Karate Hate. And can't wait for this fight, man. This is gonna be a good fight, and I feel like this is gonna be a good striking fight for both of these fighters. But in the long run, I'm going to pick Joanna Young Jacek. I think she's going to come back at it, come back and make another run at the strawweight title. Maybe if she wins this fight, she can fight the champion after that. And we'll see about that. But no disrespects to Michelle Waterson. I think she's a bad something. And I, you know, I'm a Ioana, you know, fan. You know what I'm saying? I love Ioana Young Jacek, and Michelle Waterson. I just don't think that she's gonna do it. I don't think she's gonna get it. She's not. I don't think she's there yet. I don't even know if she's gonna even get there. And I'm you know rooting for her to get there, but you know I don't think Ioana is gonna let that one go. So, and Ioana's getting back at her Muay Thai ways and you know fighting that way like she was winning all those fights and everything like that. So I'm gonna pick Ioana Young Jacek for the win. And yeah, basically that's what it is. I'm gonna pick her for the win. So yeah, so those are my picks. Like I said, sorry for the delay of the podcast, but I wanted to you know wait for that news to drop. So that is the news. That's the news. That is my picks for the fight night. I'm gonna go ahead and watch this fight night. Y'all should watch with me. I'm gonna try to live tweet through the fight, you know, you're gonna tweet me back. My Twitter handle is Zo Yours Truly, or Z-O Yours Truly. Just hit me up and let me know what you guys think about the fight. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Of course, Podway Champ is going to keep on moving and still. And we're just going to keep on doing what we're doing, like how we do it. You know what I'm saying? So y'all take care. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the fights. And I'm going to holler at y'all next time. Until then, y'all take it easy. Peace.